Hi, Ari. It's Chris Barnard from PTEC Development Solutions over in the UK, in Ipswich in the UK. It's just really a quick call to say that my whole approach to selling has basically been indoctrinated over the last 11 years whilst working for various insurance brokers, which until recently in the UK didn't always have a great press, to be honest, in terms of their selling techniques. I remember my first ever sales manager telling me that selling is purely a numbers game and you've got to apply pressure, 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 however and whenever you can to get the sale, and of course subsequently my bonus. Well, obviously using those types of techniques, my sales were great. Using those sort of high pressure selling techniques seemed to get everyone to buy from me. The only downside was, of course, that my cancellation rates were even better. You probably get my drift from that. So therefore, sales, in my view, was becoming a bit of a dirty word, really, because of my personal experiences in the sales arena. I tended to treat other salespeople with disdain, disgust, if they dared to call me up to try and sell me anything. So I felt, why should anyone treat me with anything but animosity too? What makes me different? So obviously, going into business on my own, I suddenly realized that my whole business relies on the ability to be able to sell my products and services to other people. Well, I'm a confident person, but when I went into business for myself, I was really shocked that I couldn't simply pick up the phone, because my current mindset was that I would obviously get rejection after rejection. And that was how I felt at the time. So my business would obviously fail if I couldn't sell my products and services business to business. I spent a lot of time searching for something that perhaps would help me and my business become better at what I do. And the Unlock the Game program has basically reprogrammed my mindset completely. I now look forward to picking up the phone and having a conversation with whoever is at the other end, be it the gatekeeper, the decision maker, whomever. It's also taught me that approaching people from a human and humble perspective with no hidden agendas, simply striking up an open an honest conversation about their issues and not my solutions, really does work. And as you state, Ari, the mindset really does apply to salespeople and non-salespeople alike. And I'm proof of that, because I can now be myself, which I feel is what I'm best at. I'm basically a service-driven person, and sales was never really a great forte of mine. I never felt comfortable. It was never comfortable with me. Now I feel it's natural. I'm getting meetings, I'm getting people wanting to see me, I'm getting people phoning back, and it's fantastic. So I challenge anyone out there not to find this a total revelation, really. So it was just really a quick thanks to you, Ari, for the inspiration, and long may it continue. Thanks again.